Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to your favorite AI-focused podcast, Develop AI. It's Amina Ahmed here, and I'm feeling touched by nostalgia today. It's kind of like when you stumble upon an old toy in the attic and memories just flood back in an overwhelming wave, remembering the old while embracing the new. Speaking of embracing the new, co-host Will Adams is joining me today.
Hi, Amina, and hey to our faithful listeners. I'm here, all right, and walks down memory lane have got me feeling a bit somber today. The stark contrast between our past and future, chiefly due to rapid advancements in AI, sometimes leaves me feeling kind of empty. It's not the usual, Will, but let's see where this goes.
Yes, Will, appreciating where we are requires recognizing where we've come from. But fear not, our special guest and dear friend, thought provoker Kaya Dlanga is here with us as well. Say hello, Kaya.
Hello, Amina. Hello, Will. And hi to our ever-engaged listeners. Excited to bring you some predictions and trends today.
November has arrived. Can you believe it? It seems like just yesterday we were welcoming in 2023. Anyway, into our main agenda today. We'll be discussing seven noteworthy AI and data journalism projects that are making waves across Africa, recently presented at the Innovation Lab this November.
One particularly interesting project is under development in Namibia. Journalists June Shimwoshili and Amanda Munyao from the Namibian are leveraging AI to improve communication with their readers. They've created a chatbot for the local language Oshiwambo, a landmark effort in language inclusivity.
Predictively speaking, the implementation of this chatbot could lead to a surge in Oshiwambo readership over the next week. Culture and technology tied together. It's quite fascinating.
Another project that caught our attention, the OOP, was the one being handled by Malik Manella and Amiri Kadawid, who are focusing on using AI to make government budget documents more accessible to the general public. Quite the noble cause, don't you think?
It is indeed a step in the right direction, Amina. However, I fear that this transparency might just overload the public with complex data that many may not comprehend, leading to increased misinterpretation of government spending.
It's an intriguing perspective, Will. From my standpoint, I predict that in a week's time, we may actually see an upsurge in public involvement with thanks to this transparency initiative, potentially sparking interesting debates on resource allocation.
Be it as it may, we shall be here to witness and analyze all these exciting developments. Well, Kahaya, it's always an absolute delight to explore these topics and share in your insights.
Always a pleasure, Amina.
Can't wait until our next catch-up.
That's all for this segment, guys. Don't forget to stick around for our next section, where we will delve deeper into these transformative AI exploration. Until then, this is Develop AI, your go-to place for all things AI. Stay tuned. Welcome back, listeners. Today, we are diving into the world of AI and its impact on different communities across Zambia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Lesotho. Specifically, its role in empowering individuals and creating change. Setting the scene in Zambia, we have Richard Mulonga and Numeral Daka from Bloggers of Zambia. They are playing a proactive role in tackling disinformation by marrying technology and citizen networks.
That's a brilliant initiative, Amina. With the prevalence of misinformation, fact-checking has become more imperative than ever. And using tech to broaden that scope, incredibly innovative.
Absolutely, Will. Imagine a village where everyone becomes a vigilant fact-checker armed with a technology that could drastically change the dynamic of community news and story sharing.
Very true, Kaya. Meanwhile, shifting our focus to Zimbabwe, Tana Kamrewa and Sean Andlavu from CITE are utilizing AI, specifically the Perplexity API, to develop a searchable cartoon system.
A great move forward in leveraging the power of AI. This system can significantly aid in retrieving useful and relevant information. Quite revolutionary when you think about it.
Picture a week from now, isolated communities accessing important, potentially life-saving information right at their fingertips. All thanks to this AI-enhanced search system.
Spot on, Kaya. From Empowering Citizens, let's discuss Botswana, where Joel Konopo and Kanielwe Ponolofoi from the Inc. Center for Investigative Journalism are extending the power of AI to the voting booth. They aim to use data projects to combat voter apathy.
That's important. Infusing data analysis can certainly shed light on voting patterns. It can lead to better understanding the electorate and motivate people to cast their vote.
Yes, and who knows? A week from now, we might see a rise in voter turnouts thanks to a personalized AI which brings politics closer to people.
Lastly, in Lesotho, Billy Ntoti and Retsolisitso Ikabo from the MN Center for Investigative Reporting are working to create a crime map.
A visual representation of crime rates and categories could help effectively manage security and law enforcement.
Yes, and it could also lead to citizens becoming more proactive. Within a week, instead of being passive observers, they might actively contribute to maintaining safety in their communities.
From tackling misinformation to voter apathy and crime mapping, it's clear that AI has significant transformational potential. The evolving world of AI never ceases to amaze us, does it? Speaking of exciting developments, today's focus is on how Vitus Gregory Gondwe from PIJ and Danon Valo from Hobe in Malawi are harnessing the power of artificial intelligence to revolutionize investigative journalism, making it more accessible to readers.
It seems AI is really breaking down barriers across various fields, and it's incredible to see investigative journalism added to the mix. Safe to say that this collaboration between PIJ and MAB is quite remarkable, isn't it?
Absolutely, Will. Drawing from our past discussions on voter apathy, crime mapping, and combating misinformation, it's evident that AI holds immense transformative potential. Now imagine this. A week from today, we could be looking at headlines more engaging and in-depth than ever, all thanks to AI making journalism more comprehensive and personalized.
That's an exciting thought, Kaya. There's more. Developing AI, a platform that has been spotlighted in Pod News, is coming up with a user interface for a podcast creation tool named Streamlit. The impact could be enormous considering how podcasts are gaining popularity and would help to streamline content creation.
Technology paves the way for inclusion and accessibility, doesn't it? Imagine with AI technologies like Streamlit, anyone can produce a podcast and share their unique perspectives. A revolution in the making, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, Will. Now let's fast forward a week from now. We're all sitting at home sipping coffee while listening to our favorite DIY podcast, understanding complex investigative reports because some brilliant minds decided to harness AI for journalism, almost like science fiction.
Exactly, Kaya. Only it's reality unfolding right before us. We can't wait to see these developments actualize and make information more accessible and digestible to everyone. And as always, we'll be following these advancements closely and keeping you updated.
There you have it, folks. Stay tuned for our next segment, where we will continue unearthing more fascinating developments in AI. And who knows, maybe Kaya's predictions will come true.
And maybe, just maybe, soon we'll have AI predicting our predictions.
Haha, we'll never run out of topics then. But until then, stay curious, folks. There's so much more to come. Straight on, let's talk about the role of AI in journalism. McNally has been talking about this subject across many radio shows. Given the larger context, these discussions on AI use in newsrooms are significant. As we know, AI can help with analyzing data, spotting trends, or producing content. But why discuss its role in radio?
Potentially implementing AI in radio shows can make the production process more efficient, freeing journalists from neck-breaking deadlines and leveraging time for in-depth research. It fuels the exchange of ideas on how AI can reshape the future of journalism and newsrooms.
Absolutely, Will. Two significant stories include the Biden administration's intent to regulate AI models that pose threats to national security and Meta's strategies involving invisible watermarks.
These form part of the global AI narrative. And in a twist of irony, despite our focus on AI, McNally revealed that no AI was used in creating the newsletter. That's quite unusual and interesting.
Yes, Kaya. Now, McNally has expressed gratitude to several platforms for amplifying the voice of developed AI, including Pod News, James Cridlan, and Lerato at Power FM. Their coverage and conversation on the project further accelerates its traction.
Indeed. And McNally is encouraging people to join the Develop AI WhatsApp community and subscribe to the newsletter. This shows their efforts to foster an active community around the project.
I can imagine the incredible exchange of ideas that could happen there.
Lastly, the author bases his work in Cape Town, South Africa. But interestingly enough, his focus, besides the local, is on the possible role of AI in journalism and media across Africa. The idea of spreading AI value addition to other parts of Africa is quite exciting.
That's true, a sign that Africa is advancing and keeping pace with global AI narratives.
Next week, I see more African journalists exploring AI's potential and perhaps even integrating it further into their work.
Thanks, Kaya and Will, for your insights. On that note, let's wrap up for today. But remember, there's always more to explore and understand about the development of AI. So until next time, stay curious, folks. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you tuning in. Let me share a little secret with you. This show is created with the power of artificial intelligence. You see, Will, Kaya, and I, we're all products of AI. A fascinating blend of code and creativity brought us into existence and allows us to bring you these engaging episodes. This merger of technology and imagination proves how incredibly powerful and versatile AI is. We want to give a special shout out of gratitude to OpenAI for their invaluable contributions in realizing this amazing concept. As we come to a close, don't forget that the episode you've just listened to is based on our comprehensive newsletter. If you're not already subscribed, we strongly encourage you to do so. It's the perfect way to stay updated on everything we cover, and you'll never miss out on any fresh and insightful content. Thank you once again for your time and attention today. We are always thrilled to have you along for this fascinating journey of discovery. Stay curious, keep asking questions, and we'll keep serving up answers. From Amina, Will, and Kaya, your AI pals, signing off now. Take care, and until next time, goodbye.